Hello, this is Glenn.
Hello, Glenn. This is Michael.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you? Sorry,
Doing
I called
good. I
5 minutes
appreciate.
late here.
Oh yeah, no problem. I appreciate you calling.
Yes. So actually, I was looking at your emails that you've sent me lately, like about the references and everything. So I'm looking into it. You already have used some of the information that you have already shared with us.
Well, and that's what I was wondering, because I know I'd kind of sent everything piecemeal, so I thought, what if I just put everything in one, and that way you've all got it there
Yeah,
to
we
look at
already
and
have
see, because
that
I...
information. We did submitted that previously as well. And
Okay.
apart from the information that you have sent, obviously, once the second article goes live, I'll be sharing the updated draft with you as well. So before submitting it once again, you can have the idea regarding the content and everything on it. If you want any changes, being applied to it, we can do that as well. So the reason I was recommending you the previous, like, obviously you've been purchasing articles with us previously, but obviously your coverage is increasing day by day due to the fact that multiple information is being generated about you. So I was just asking, like, if you want to get featured. But obviously, if you have more information about you online, that is going to help you for your Wikipedia, not just Wikipedia, your online significance as well.
Yeah, and that's really, I guess that's where my question is, because I know you guys can't control like what the editors do, but I'm like, and maybe it's just, maybe the people that have been on there longer, they weren't as picky about letting them on, but like, because when I first was talking to Lisa and to Jose, the sales guy and the project manager ahead of it, it was like, well, if we can get four or five articles, that should be enough. And then and I think with all the ones that that you guys have done, plus that have been out there, that I've helped generate and everything, I'm wondering, I mean, and I know you guys have other clients too, so I'm wondering, like, what do you, I mean, is, do you feel like there's a magic number or a minimum number of articles that are out there that would make it, where you felt better about it getting through? And do you,
Like, if you
I don't know,
say
what do
that
you think?
there's a magic number, there is, like, we cannot be sure about any magic numbers as far as for Wikipedia goes. If you have many, that is going to be helpful. Like, there's no limit to it of having such publications. And of course, if you search yourself online right now, you can see there's a lot of information about you. Obviously, you are a member of the Forbes Council. That information do appear. Plus, you've been featured on multiple resources. Your own website do pop up if anybody searches for you. So obviously, once
Yeah.
the Wikipedia page goes live, obviously there will be a whole section coming on the right-hand side of Google if anybody searches for Glenn Hopper. But apart from that, I was just, saying, like, having more will not actually be hurtful for the profile. It will actually be good because if anybody searches for you, these articles will stay there and give you some online exposure. Because as far as the information goes, having more is not going to be bad for the profile itself. And as far as for the
Yeah.
Wikipedia, the main purpose of creating these sources, they are also going to be utilized there. Because I've seen your profile, I've obviously discussed your profile with the PR manager and everything. So you have, many resources willing to publish about you now. Because if anybody, we submit an application to them, they'll go through the profile. Obviously, you have purchased some of them. But obviously, if you get yourself on multiple resources, like the one I've sent you for the CEO World, LA Weekly, The American Reporter, they are willing to publish about you.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out where, like, so I know you've got the other article you've got to publish. I mean,
The
if that's
second one is
published,
already sent out for publication. That will be coming out within this week.
okay. So with that, we'd have the four from you guys plus the ones that I had. I
Already
mean,
have. Yes.
yeah, so what do you think would it be? would there be a danger in going ahead and submitting back again to Wikipedia because we had to wait
danger.
So
there's
long?
Danger
like,
itself. Like, if you said there's any danger coming, there is no such thing like that. But obviously, if you remember, we submitted the previous information, right? That was created on the improvement portal of Wikipedia itself. The profile is still there, and it's been indexed on Google as well. Like, this will be appearing on the front page hopefully within a month or so if anybody searches for you. But obviously, we want to make sure that we get you the Wikipedia page in such a manner that there is not going to be any issues whatsoever coming in the future as well. So if you say, like, if you want to go ahead and create, like, multiple resources for yourself, that is going to be beneficial in the end.
So meaning when you say create multiple resources for myself, what do you mean by that?
That means that you should publish, you know, articles come in from time to time about yourself. Like, in a month, you should publish about 2 to 3 just to, you know, create, you know, online exposure. Something should be coming out about yourself from here and there. That is going to be, you know, creating more buzz about the profile. And as far as Wikipedia, if we go ahead and create this, the second article goes live, and if we try to submit, I would recommend. That's my recommendation, and it's totally your decision to make. You should create additional resources, like, you know, 2 to 3 more on credible resources. Like, if you have something coming up yourself, because you said you're going to get more coverage in the future as well, you can be sharing that as well. And if you want to be featured on notable and credible resources, like having yourself on CEO World is a good resource, obviously, because you are taking care of multiple things yourself. So that is going to be helpful.
Okay. So we're sitting at June 7th right now. Mm-hmm. And that other article will be out this week, so that'll be 4 from you guys. And then I know that I'm going to be in Harvard Business Review next month, which that'll obviously have
started. Or something. You mentioned that.
Yeah. So there's already. I mean, the thing is, it's like if you search my name now, you can see there's all these podcasts, and then, but a lot of the articles that went along with those, I guess. You were getting feedback that they're not, the source isn't good, but like, you know, if you're from CFO.com and all these, it seems like that would have to be a good source.
We have utilized
so
them.
I just,
of course, we have utilized some of them previously on your submission as well, and they wanted to have some more about you. So if you want my, like, as I told you, recommendation, I would say to create 2 to 3 more, and I believe that will be enough.
Okay.
Go on to a good resource. Like, I'm recommending you, like, LA Weekly, CEO World, and they are willing to publish because most of these resources don't publish anything directly. We actually request them. They can approve or reject the profile. But obviously, your profile is, you know, have a good online significance now. You're getting exposure by these publications that are coming from your end, and plus we are working on it. So this is getting you the required, you can say, you know, limelight coming on to these resources. Like, they are willing to publish about you.
Yeah, and I guess my concern, those are, but they're more expensive, those?
It won't be that much. I can let you know. You can decide. Obviously, it's your decision. But I will get you the maximum discounted cost. Normally, if you do that yourself, they're going to charge you more. But if you go ahead with us, obviously we are working with the PR agencies, we can get you the discounted cost. I can share the details. You can let us know where you want to get yourself featured.
Yeah, let me look at that. I'm already over budget on this, but I feel like we've got
according
to be close.
According to your budget, I can understand, but obviously,
yeah.
I can share the details. Whichever you can go ahead with, you can let us know.
Okay, and, you know, if they're...
For the content,
those are
got, you know, reminded for the content, I can share the previous draft that was submitted, and if you want any changes, of course, obviously, you know, things are, you know, looking good for you. You're going for tours. You're getting more exposure. If you want to add that information onto the content as well, you can let us know.
Okay, okay. Yeah, let me look at the prices and let me look at the content again, and I'll see if I can have some stuff to add to it, and maybe it'll...
yeah, just give me, like,
this time. Are you sure?
I can share the details.
Okay. Okay. Are you still seeing, I mean, with your other clients, what kind of timelines are you seeing for approval? Like, once you submit something to Wikipedia, how long does it take in general?
About 2 to 3 weeks, time max.
Okay. So if we got two more articles out there.
Once I submit it, it takes 2 to 3 weeks' time to get the answer. These days, because due to COVID, there were actually a lot of, you know, projects in the pipeline with Wikipedia itself. So obviously that are being taken care of. So the work is getting expedited now.
So, okay. Well, let me, I'll take a look at what you send over and we'll figure out something from there.
All right, sir. All right. Let me do that. And should I give you a ring or you'll email me?
I'll email.
All right. All right. Not a problem. Well, thank you, Glenn. Let me just send you these details.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.